Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 4th, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, there's a most beautiful, luminous light forming. It's a pale blue in color. However, there are streams of light also coming down from the center of the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. The lights coming from the center of the sky are I can't describe the color. They're glass-like. They're not blue. They reflect the colors of the sky, which is opening up now and becoming a very, very pale blue, a beautiful color of blue, like you would find in the afternoon skies. Beautiful. Our Lady is descending directly over her statue. She's very high in the sky, but she's coming through very fast down towards us, directly over her statue. Our Lady is dressed in a most beautiful white long flowing gown. About her head she has a mantle. The mantle is a pure white, a very stark white coloring, like sugar. That's the only way I could explain the true whiteness of her mantle. All about the outside edge there is a border of approximately an inch and a half of gold that goes all of, from her head right down to her feet. The mantle extends very long down to Our Lady's gown. Our Lady's gown is caught at the waist by a blue sash. The sash is very wide. Our Lady has her hands joined in prayer like this, and about her hands now I hadn't noticed before, the rosary. Our Lady's beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father beads and the white Hail Mary beads. Our Lady is taking now the crucifix of her rosary, and she is extending it forward. The crucifix is a very deep golden color, and it's very large, so I can see the corpus as Our Lady now is turning and blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is kissing the crucifix, and she's returning her hands now into prayer, a prayer-like formation, with her fingers extended upward like this. Now Our Lady is taking the first finger off her right hand and touching her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children of the world, and I call you my children of the world, because I have repeated numerous times in the past that the messages from heaven are for all mankind. My children, I could repeat myself over and over with the directions and warnings given to you as I passed among you through countless Earth's years, pleading with you, crying for you, and begging you as your mother to listen to my counsel. For I have come to you as your mother, the mother of the world's peoples, to try to save you from a terrible destruction that is coming upon mankind. I ask all to become apostles of these last days, because it will be necessary now for man to understand and acknowledge the supremacy of his God in heaven. I ask that all who have been born into and baptized into the true faith to go forward as apostles of light, disciples for heaven in these latter days. The knowledge must be given to those who cannot comprehend, who have hardened their hearts and closed their ears. The knowledge must be given to them that my son is the Messiah. My son has been upon earth, and he shall return again as he ascended. My children, as it was written in the book of life and love, man now and the world of mankind is in great chaos. Not only has the leadership become poor in your lay world, but the leadership among the clergy is also poor. The lack of prayer, even within the men, hearts of the men of God, has caused our children to go astray because of the lack of penance and prayer of our clergy. Many souls are falling daily into hell. I have cried tears of sorrow, wandering throughout your world, crying for penance and atonement. Instead, who has listened to my pleas and made an endeavor to act upon them? The Eternal Father in my Son has sent among you voices and voice boxes to bring to you a message of warning. Your time is growing very, very short. Because of pride, which is a worse barrier to holiness, a more formidable barrier against holiness and piety, O clergy, because of your pride, because you did not lock your doors against the heretics, as I have warned you, because you did not prepare for Satan, whom I warned you years of earth's time before, would enter into my son's church to do battle with his clergy. You did not prepare and guard yourselves for this onslaught. And now, what are the fruits of your labors? A loss of vocations. My children losing the knowledge of their faith. All manner of sin, perversion, and abominations being committed upon earth until all the saints in heaven cry out to the merciful Father to put an end to these abominations. Less and less honor is being given to my son. Lucifer has converted many into his army of ogres, Satanists, and as such now they trample and re-crucify my son. Do you think that the Eternal Father will allow you to re-crucify my son? I say to you as your mother, to make amends, do penance, return to your knees, remove yourselves from your involvement in worldly pleasures and gain and power, political aspirations for the enslavement of mankind. My children, there will be a great world war. Many nations shall disappear from the face of the earth. There will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth. You look for the Antichrist among you. He who denies my son as the Christ, it is he who is the Antichrist. Measure for measure, the Eternal Father shall meter to you a just form of punishment. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. There is no excuse accepted now by the Eternal Father among the clergy who now offend the Eternal Father by misleading the children of God upon earth. The experimentation and changes must be stopped and reversed. There is no other course. Many upon your earth now have chosen to worship the adversary, Satan. I have told you, counseled you in the past, that sin is insanity. Your world and its people are involved. They walk as on a treadmill, seeking power and money and material goods and pleasure, and they go round and about, never stopping as the world plunges faster to the abyss. I have asked you in the past to remain away from even the simplest forms of entertainment outside of your home. Because Lucifer will give you 1,000 truths if he can bring in one error to you. Do not be deceived by your medias, because they are under the control now of the agents of hell. I ask you not to single out or judge another, but I ask you and counsel you as your mother to avoid the occasions of sin. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray that you do not become victim to the governing powers of your world now. Lucifer, the prince of darkness, walks your earth, loosed from hell. He is gathering fast his armies. If you align yourself with him, you will be forever damned. He will buy your favors, for many now are selling their souls to get to the head. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. Do not expect to receive from your hierarchy counsel up to pray, counsel to do penance, counsel to make amends to your God. Because too few peoples in the light have prayed to your clergy, many of them have given themselves over to a life of worldly pursuits and pleasure. Theologians in my son's churches and seminaries have implemented doctrines of demons in my son's house church. Theologians have set many onto the path to hell. The Eternal Father, through his prophets upon earth, have given you in writing your Bible a clear and simple plan for redemption. And it has been made known to you all by John, the plan of the end days, and Lucifer being loosed upon earth, the coming of the time of 666. Six is for the six who are coming and are here now. Six is for the 6 days of terrible suffering. And six is for the six who will be punished and rechained. My children, are you so blind that you do not recognize a supernatural force now, a diabolical force upon your earth prevailing among you? Are you so engrossed in your worldly pursuits that you cannot recognize the days you live in, the latter days? The catastrophes from the elements and accidents shall increase unto the time of the great chastisement. Many parents shall shed tears of great sorrow, but too late. Prepare your children now, O parents, that your hearts may not be torn in the near future. I ask all parents to retain the monuments, the statues in their homes. I ask all parents and counsel you with knowledge of what is to take place soon, that you retain upon your children a sacramental of protection. Do not be swayed by those, even in the clergy, who scoff at the knowledge or the existence of the supernatural. Pray for them, for they are truly a sad sight in the eyes before the Eternal Father. My children, pray constantly. The Eternal Father has sent me to you as a mediatrix between God and man. I give you the pearls of prayer, the rosary. I give you the scapula of great grace, and I promise you, as your mother, that he or she who wears the scapula upon his person at the time of his death upon earth shall not suffer the fires of hell. My children all have been marked now by the cross or by the mark of the beast. My children, the Eternal Father now has tallied the score upon mankind. In the days ahead now, left for the redemption of your world, great trials shall come upon mankind. Your values, your morals must be restored. Restored in a manner pleasing to the Eternal Father, your God. He does not judge by the manner of mankind. The ways of the Eternal Father are far beyond the understanding of mankind. My children, the commandments given to Moses for mankind must be followed. For when you break one, you break them all. I shall not go into a long discourse over the evils over again and over again. I counsel you against the evils in the world now. These evils are so gross in debasity that only Lucifer could have conceived them. But I shall repeat as your mother, there is no excuse. There is no rationalizing of sin. Homosexuality is a sin that condemns to hell. Lesbianism means eternal damnation and banishment. Bestiality is the most foul and heinous of crimes in the eyes of the Eternal Father. There shall be no scientific excuse given for each and every one of you in mankind's reign shall stand before the Eternal Father to be judged when you die upon earth, when you leave your body. And what excuse will you give to him if you do not repent now of your sin? Do penance. His heart is all forgiving if you will do penance. The words of the warnings from heaven, the messages are going throughout the world. When the end comes, and I do not mean the end of the world, I mean the great chastisement, each and every man and woman of the age with conscience shall have heard the word and made his choice. My children of light, you will continue. Do not become prideful and slacken your pace or think that your work has been finished. You shall continue working ceaselessly until the great chastisement. For those who have received great graces from heaven, much is expected of them. And oh, for the man who through pride or covetousness rejects these graces, I say unto him, he has lost the key to the kingdom. I say unto the clergy, my sons priests, and the clergy of the world, you have been blinded because of pride and arrogance. Your minds are confused with worldliness, humanism, and modernism. Pray on your knees. Take your heads out of the fog now while there is time, for your time is running out. Redeem yourselves in the eyes of the Eternal Father now. I shall be with you, my children. Do not be afeard of these warnings I give you. They are given not to bring fear to your heart, but to bring the truth of what is to take place upon earth and to prepare you and give you every opportunity to restore the state of your soul that it be pleasing before the Eternal Father. Oh, my children, I will continue to travel throughout your world crying to you, repent, for the hour grows short. Now Our Lady is coming back. She had moved over to the left side of the sky. Now Our Lady is coming back now. She's moving over until she's directly over the center of the statue. Our Lady is coming down very, very close. And she's placing now her rosary about her waist like this until it hangs down. And now Our Lady is pointing to the sky over on her left side, that's our right side. And there he is again, that terrible looking man. I don't know who he is, but he has an oriental appearance. I can see now what appears to be a globe of the world. But you could almost picture it as a bomb because it has a wick on the top of it. Now, over, standing next to it, gloatingly, with a most satanic-looking, evil smile on his face, a smile so big that his teeth are extended, and they look very large in his mouth, almost exaggerated. He is a short man, quite husky. He's in some kind of a uniform that I don't recognize. It's looks like an olive green color. And now he's standing there as though he's gloating over something, and he's taking his hand now from behind his back again and holding out this long tapered candle. He has a very thin long tapered candle that's lighted, and now he's reaching over again to light the wick, as though I do believe it must indicate starting perhaps a terrible war or something. I get that impression from his uniform and the fact he's lighting the wick upon the world. Now the whole scene is evaporating. It's just blowing away like smoke. I can't see much now. The sky is closing in, but Our Lady now is motioning with a hand up like that to me. And now she's touching her lips with the first finger of her right hand. Oh, over also I notice there are many angels now. I didn't notice them before, but coming in on the left side, I can see many angels. They're dressed in different colored gowns. They look very beautiful, very spring-like looking, because the colors are all pastels. I can pick out the yellows, light blues, light pinks, light purples, and they all have on their heads this evening, I can't see their faces, it's just the light is so bright, but I can notice that they're wearing what appears to be like head wreaths of green leaves. They look like green leaves in a head wreath about their heads, and there must be, more than 25, 30 of them. I haven't counted them, but just generally they look like about 25 or 30. Now they're all milling about Our Lady, and Our Lady is smiling. Because of their size, they almost look childlike. The angels, I can't see their feet. The gowns are very, very long, and I can't see any hands. But the light is so brilliant that I'm almost certain that without the grace of God, I would be blinded. It's so brilliant. Now Our Lady is moving over now, and she's taking the rosary from about her waist again, and she's extending it out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her right and extending her crucifix out, the beautiful large golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now she's just looking straight forward and raising the cross again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is kissing the crucifix. And now she's holding her hands in a prayer-like stance like this. Now Our Lady is touching her lips. My child and my children, you will continue with your prayers of atonement now. You will take the three photographs, my child, as I instructed you earlier. The sky all about the trees is becoming a very deep pink in color. Now directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, there is a light formation. It starts like a pinpoint of light and seems to open up as though the light is quite a long distance and has to come inward towards the earth. I can't place it in human words. I can't explain it. It's very difficult. But the light itself is clear, like a piece of glass. But yet it's beautiful because it reminds me also of clear water when you look at it through a glass. I can't put it in words. Now directly in the light, the light has expanded outward, almost circular across the sky, and Jesus is coming forward. He has nothing upon his feet. His feet are bare. His gown is very long and very full. It covers right down to his ankles. I can barely see his ankles. However, now as he's coming closer, I can see the marks upon his insteps. They're very, very sore looking, very, very painful looking to just to look at them. It looks like the skin hasn't healed. Now Jesus is looking about him. He has on an ecu. It isn't a white, it's more like a beige colored gown with a belting of some kind of animal skin. It's a very thin belting, and about his shoulders there is a cape. The cape is a deep burgundy color. I can't call it red, because it has more like a plum color in it. I can't explain the coloring, but I guess you'd call it burgundy. It's plain, but very heavy. The material could look almost similar to our velvet that we use here on Earth. I don't know. It's the material. It looks like it's velvet. Now, there is a cape, but Jesus has it down his back. I can see part of it on his right shoulder, and his hair is flowing now. In the light, his hair looks like a reddish brown, but I don't know if his hair really is. Sometimes it looks like it may be just a dark brown, and the color comes from perhaps the reflection of the light on the burgundy cape. It's difficult to say with the light so strong. Now Jesus is coming forward. He's directly over Our Lady's statue, but quite a bit higher than Our Lady was standing. He's looking all about him now, and he's raising his hand forward like this, with the two first fingers and the thumb extended like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's also turning to his right and moving over a bit to his right, and extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking all about him. It's quite windy because his hair is blowing. Now he's moving across the sky beyond the statue. He's moving towards our right, his left. Now he's just a little above the tree, and he's extending his hand out again with a blessing. The two fingers and the thumb, I can see them very distinctly, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is moving, turning right, and going back across the sky. Oh, Our Lady is coming across the sky from the left. I didn't see her over there. And the angels, they look like the same ones that were with her before. But now I see Michael in the background. He's coming into the sky, and he's like a protective shield, because Michael is difficult to explain. You know, he's certainly supernatural because he's tremendous in size, and he has a way of covering his, I couldn't call it a body, the whole breadth of him goes across the sky like a shield over Our Lady and Jesus now. And the smaller angels, they appear very childlike in their colored gowns. They're standing by Our Lady. Now Our Lady is at Jesus' right side. Now Jesus is placing his left hand like this across his chest. And now he's taking his first finger and touching his lips. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children. A long discourse will not be given by me, for I am certain my mother has made it known to you quite distinctly and clearly and understandably to my clergy in particular, that there must be a major reversal of the present trend for innovation, change, and experimentation in my church. My Father's house, his church, is a house of prayer, meditation, and honor to man's God. Therefore, I object as your God to the manner in which you are seeking to change the plan from heaven and making my house a meeting place, even including in your quest for conversion, heretics, schismatics, and Satanists. Clergy and the children of earth, I warn you as your God that you will not make any conversions that will stand the test of time by compromising the laws, the rules, and the plan of heaven given to you throughout the ages of earth's time. The way to heaven has been written in the Book of Life, your Bible. We do not expect you to change it to please man, for man must change his ways that offend his God to please his God. For man must strive to be as perfect as God the Father to enter, in order to enter, the kingdom of God the Father. Therefore, you will not change the doctrines or go about with itching ears listening to theologians who have become now bloated with pride and arrogance and now seek to make man a god in his own world. But remember, every man, woman, and child upon earth will leave his body sooner or later, for he must die and pass over the veil for judgment. There are many false prophets in the world now bringing you doctrines of demons peppered for activity with humanism and modernism, socialism and communism, and all of the isms that come down under one major heading of Satanism. For they are all promoted by Lucifer for the eventual destruction and downfall of mankind. Clergy, you must pray now and do penance. Gather your graces, and these graces shall not be counted in the coffers of your collection plates. You will not carry a mark of esteem with the heading of the dollar sign, for you will sell your souls to get to the head. Do not spend your time building an empire of wealth and fame, for the Eternal Father will set judgment upon you. And neither counting your money nor your worldly fame, but the duty and the honor that you have extended to him in your vocation and your life's work, and the manner in which you have brought his sheep to him, or the way that you have been instrumental in leading them to their damnation and into the abode of the damned with Lucifer. And woe to the clergy who has given himself over to worldliness and sin. Woe to the clergy who rejects his vocation and chooses a life upon earth after he has taken his vows. I say unto him, the judgment will fall great upon him. My children, parents of the world, protect your families and your children. Do not expect a firm foundation of faith now from the teachers of the world. As followers of your God in heaven, you will be scorned by the world. For if you are part of the world, they will accept you. But as you do not become part of the world, they will reject you because you will not be of the world. You cannot be of the world and enter the kingdom of heaven at the same time. You may live in the world, but you cannot now become part of a world which has been given over to Satan and his agents. Your life upon earth is but a short pilgrimage. You do not know the day nor the hour when you will be removed. What guarantee do you have now that you will be prepared unless you live each day as if it was your last day upon earth? And for many that hear my voice through this message from heaven, it will be their last day. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer, penance, and atonement going throughout your country and the countries of the world. Pray for your priests, your bishops, your cardinals. Pray for your Pope in Rome, the Bishop of Rome. He is under great attack. Unless you pray for your Pope, he will go the way of the others. My children, I shall not tax you at this time with a long discourse on the present conditions of your government and my church and all of the evangelical missions upon your earth. But let us suffice it to say at this time that I give you knowledge that the time is going short. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice must now be your guide through life. Where are your sacramentals? Receive the Eucharist daily. I come to you. I am with you. It is my body and my blood. He who nourishes himself with it shall live forever. Now Jesus is extending his hand out again like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, you will repair now to your home and guard your doors well. Participate in no form of outside entertainment. You will be bedded as directed at our last meeting. You will understand, my child, that great penance is asked of all. Yes, my child, even our seers upon earth must accept a heavy penance.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 4th, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.